Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest. Canto 2, The Growth of the Flame. Pages 363 and 364. A mind-daring heavenly experiment. Growing towards some largeness they felt near. Testing the unknown's bound with eager touch. They still were prisoned by their human grain. They could not keep up with her tireless step. Too small and eager for her large-paced will. Too narrow to look with the unborn infinite's gaze. Their nature, weary, grew of things too great. For even the close partners of her thoughts, who could have walked the nearest to her ray, worshipped the power and light they felt in her, but could not match the measure of her soul. A friend, and yet too great wholly to know, she walked in their front towards a greater light, their leader and queen over their hearts and souls, one close to their bosoms, yet divine and far. Admiring and amazed, they saw her stride, attempting with a godlike rush and leap, heights for their human stature too remote, or with a slow, great, many-sided toil, pushing towards aims they hardly could conceive. Yet forced to be the satellites of her sun, they moved unable to forego her light. Desiring, they clutched at her with outstretched hands, or followed stumbling in the paths she made. Or longing with their self of life and flesh, they clung to her for heart's nourishment and support. The rest they could not see in visible light. Vaguely they bore her inner mightiness. Or, bound by the senses and the longing heart, adoring with a turbid human love, they could not grasp the mighty spirit she was, or change by closeness to be even as she. Some felt her with their souls and thrilled with her, a greatness felt near, yet beyond mind's grasp. To see her was a summons to adore. To be near her drew a high communion's force. So men worship a god too great to know, too high, too vast to wear a limiting shape. They feel a presence and obey a might, adore a love whose rapture invades their breasts, to a divine ardor quickening the heartbeats, a law they follow, greatening heart and life. Opened to the breath is a new, diviner air. Opened to man is a freer, happier world. He sees high steps climbing to self and light. Her divine parts the soul's allegiance called. It saw, it felt, it knew the deity. Her will was puissant on their nature's acts. Her heart's inexhaustible sweetness lured their hearts. A being they loved, whose bounds exceeded theirs. Her measure they could not reach, but bore her touch. Answering with the flower's answer to the sun, they gave themselves to her and asked no more. One greater than themselves, too wide for their ken, their minds could not understand nor wholly know. Their lives replied to hers, moved at her words. They felt a godhead and obeyed a call, answered to her lead and did her work in the world. Their lives, their natures, moved compelled by hers, as if the truth of their own larger selves put on an aspect of divinity to exalt them to a pitch beyond their earths. They felt a larger future meet their walk. She held their hands. She chose for them their paths. They were moved by her towards great unknown things. Faith drew them, and the joy to feel themselves hers. They lived in her. They saw the world with her eyes.